The Jerry Doyle Show.
Her name is Anita Finley. She's an author, an actress, a blogger, and an EpicTimes.com contributor. Her book, Dirty Words on Clean Skin, spent 16 weeks in the number one position on Amazon's Women in Politics list. And just an all-around cool chick dame broad. Anita Finley, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Jerry. Thank you for another lovely introduction. I tell you, I don't know what to do with myself until I hear what you're going to say about me next.
Are you offended? When I was growing up as a Ute in Brooklyn, they'd say, "Wow, she's a cool broad," you know, and you know, that language a lot of people today find offensive. She's a great dame, not the dog, but dame with the M. Is that offensive?
No, dame All right. or broad. I don't. You know what? I am famous for resurrecting words in the English language that other people have not used in 50 years. So, you know, game and broad, that qualifies. So, I mean, I know coming from you, it's a compliment. I mean, it's just, I don't do that. I don't do politically correct very well. There are certain words in the English language that I think are offensive to women and to men. And game and broad, no, that's not among them. Absolutely not.
What about the political discourse these days where they're using words like terrorist, jihadists, anarchist? Don't you think the rhetoric there is a little offensive?
Yes, I absolutely do. I think that the problem is that now with television and everything else, reality TV, we don't seem to know any more limits. I think that there is such a hunger to get the almighty dollar and to have people tuning in that people will say anything and do anything. The more sensational, the better. And that's why, you know, election coverage with the cable news is just so awful and has gotten worse every single cycle, because they don't seem to know what filthy, demeaning, sensational words to use in order to get your eyes to bulge and to get you to tune in. So I think when you call somebody a terrorist, it's like, look, you know, I mean, I have some history with this. I don't want to play it as a trump card, but certainly, you know, my dad went through great suffering in the Second World War. So when you call somebody a Nazi or you call someone Hitler, you know, I take deep offense at that. There was one set of Nazis and there is one Hitler. And I really think that when Congress, you know, when you play those cards, that's
right.
A horrible thing to do and cannot go there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when the comparisons were made for President George Bush to Hitler, it didn't demean Bush to Hitler's level. It almost elevated Hitler to Bush's level. I think Hitler would benefit from the comparison. I listened to Ted Cruz on the Senate floor. He brings up the Nazi reference. Then I listened to Senator Tom Harkin say the political situation in America today is as equal to what it was before the Civil War. I mean, as you say, they're just constantly ratcheting up the rhetoric to try and get our attention. Well, I mean, what's next? Do they set themselves on fire and say and dance around and say, pay attention to me?
Well, you know what? I'm afraid to even go there with you, Jerry, because some people out here in the hinterlands like we are might even think that's not such a bad idea, because we're so irritated at
right.
You know, the irresponsible way that they're acting like a bunch of children on both sides. And I think that really is very distressing. You know, I think that they really have the wrong idea. Maybe I'm wrong about this. I'd love to know your thoughts on it. But I think that people out here are, whether we're in big cities or small towns, we're a lot smarter than people give us credit for. And if we actually heard some intelligent discourse that wasn't just some pre-made talking points and soundbite, we would recognize it, and we could be dealt with as intelligent adults and really sit down and work through our problems. But obviously there's no interest in doing that. And I think that's even what all this shutdown is about. God forbid, heaven forfend, I should say, I don't want to offend anybody. Heaven forfend that you should maybe give somebody on the other side credit for a good idea.
Right.
You know, it really is about jockeying for position at this point. And I think that's really where we fall down. And I think something that I think you and I have discussed before, now social media is serving positive and negative purposes, but the positive purpose on Twitter, for example, is that you and I and other people can get their message out very quickly, and it can go viral. And I was reading a book recently that's saying that, you know what, these guys are becoming less and less relevant. The louder they yell, We are listening to them less and less. So all of their hysterics about jihadists and terrorists, I don't know how much effect that's having anyway.
As a working actress, you know that sometimes, and most times, less is more. With your work on 24, The Young and the Restless, as Dr. Nora Thompson, sometimes less is more. I had the fun opportunity to work at the Playboy Club in Great Gorge, New Jersey, when I was much younger. And I worked in the showroom, and they would introduce the acts. Ladies and gentlemen, the star of the summer, you know, the music, everything's going crazy. They'd be like, whoa, whoa, whoa. The coolest introduction I saw, ladies and gentlemen, Johnny Mathis. The curtain went up. He walked out center stage. He walked to the mic. The orchestra started, and he sang. And I was like, it's so riveted people to him standing there and not with all the bells and whistles and the confetti cannons and the craziness that goes on for these big build-up introductions, because he knew he had a message. His message was his music, and he delivered it. And I think your point is so well taken, that the jihadist comments and the terrorist comments and the anarchist comments, you know, it's like people trying to get attention because they really are trying to cover up for the fact that they don't really have any talent. Johnny Mathis shows you the way to do it, right?
Amen. Absolutely. Look, I am a big fan of less is more. I've always been a fair light bulb kind of actress. I'll just give me a stool, a box of tissues, and a bottle of water. I'll sit up there. I'll entertain you for 75 minutes. Fine with me. I don't need all of this, and I don't want it, because I think that your stand in the world, your message, you know, your voice, what you are about, what you stand for, if you are truthful, that really sings. You know, many years ago, six, seven years ago, I did a one-person show named The Devil Takes a Wife, which I will explain to you at another time.
Right.
At any rate, I'm up there. It was really an entertaining piece, but it was kind of elliptical. And one of the performances I did was a benefit for kids from Covenant House. And they're, you know, teenagers, for anyone who doesn't know, who, you know, went through drug abuse, and they're in a rehabilitation program, and they themselves had probably been on the receiving end of a great deal of physical abuse and all kinds of stuff. And I don't know if they'd never been to a play before, most of them. They're 16, 17 years old. I don't even know if they knew really what my show was about. But after it was over, they all came up and put their arms about me. And it isn't about, oh, I'm great, blah, blah, blah. It isn't that at all. It was that they could feel that I was giving them 100%, that it meant more to me than anything in the world to reach out and communicate with them, and that I was there to give them something. I didn't want anything. And you know what? They got that, and that made them feel special. That made them feel like they mattered. And
right.
I think that that is the same. It is true in acting. It is true in government. It is true in all walks of life.
They make you feel like... Right, they make you feel like you matter, that they're listening to you, that they're paying attention to you, and that your concerns and your grievances are valid. And we want people that are in positions of power to use that power to help, especially the powerless. A lot of us can help ourselves, but there are a lot of people out there that can help themselves. You mentioned the positive aspects of Twitter and Facebook and social media. Your latest piece at epictimes.com looks at the other side of social media. It's a great read. It's up at epictimes.com. We're going to talk with Anita Finlay, author of Dirty Words on Clean Skin, when we get back, about teens being damaged by social media, internet porn, and tracing the source of the problem. There's a new expose on this in Vanity Fair called Friends Without Benefits. It's easy to blame the parents, but it goes much deeper than that. And Anita Finlay, when we get back, stick with us.
The Jerry Doyle Show.